broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Monday morning. Monday, April the 17th, 2023, 13 minutes past the hour. Now we're down to 39 degrees and windy skies. We were in the 30s earlier, though, weren't we? I guess we're not down. It's just windy, cold, normal April here in Ohio after the beautiful weather we had for about 6 days. Last week. Now, I've got a whole host of things I want to talk about this hour, and we are going to do some trivia, so don't tune away. I know you enjoy the trivia, and it is Marion trivia, which I know people are always excited to hear about. Now, I think I said I was going to air dirty laundry this hour, and it's not dirty laundry, but really what it is, I just got to clear some things up, because I'm getting asked a lot of questions about things. And we went through a whole host of things on Friday that we did not get a chance to directly answer. So I want to make sure I do that here this morning on the air. And we can just get through that and move on to something a little more flowery and fun. Now, oh, by the way, I want to thank Dr. Feynman for coming on. That was a very interesting conversation. And I want to talk more about that, too, this hour, because I think there's some merit in what was said last hour. So we'll talk about that as the hour goes on. Anyway, the first thing I want to say is Friday Night Live. The Friday Night Show is back every Friday night at 8:15 until 10 o'clock. And if you got to tune in last Friday night, boy, did you hear a show. Orlando Carter came in with Ted Williams. And Orlando Carter was by his account, wrongly imprisoned for 15 years. In the state of Ohio, wrongly convicted. It was a fascinating story on Friday night. Glenn came in, Sean was there, Ted was there, Orlando brought some people with him, but we got to hear his story for about 2 hours on Friday night. And if you were listening, I hope you heard that. We learned about his faith, we learned about his imprisonment, what it did on his family, what it did to his family. It was just a fascinating story. So I thank Orlando Carter for coming in, and maybe he will get the justice he is looking for after 15 years of imprisonment and losing his fortune, which apparently was millions and millions of dollars. So I hope you got to hear that on Friday night. That was one of the more interesting Friday night shows that I have heard in a long time. You know, normally we try to do less serious things on Friday night, But that was the only time Orlando could come in, and I'm glad we got to do it, because I think profiling and focusing in on stories like that maybe do make a difference. Okay, also on Friday night, we had an issue. Well, I guess this started on Friday morning. We were doing a prize giveaway. Now, this started early on Friday morning during the 8 o'clock hour. Now, I think I said I was going to give away a Neighbor's Pizza or a Del Taco gift card. Well, we did trivia for about 20 minutes, and we had quite a few entrants in the first hour. Well, then Over the Back Fence with Pastor Whitaker came on, and I did that with him for an hour from 9 until 10. And then I knew we had Glenn in from 10 until 11 to talk about his mayoral run. Well, we ended up not being able to get everything in with Glenn in just 1 hour. So Glenn ended up staying 2 hours. So instead of being on from 10 to 11, he was on from 10 until noon. So then we had the pastor spot and Glenn Coble on for 2 hours. So we had 3 hours away from the trivia. And by the time we finally got back to it in the last hour at 12 o'clock, I think most of the people who were listening at 8 o'clock had changed. And also, we had not made our way really much through the list. The list on Friday was businesses that are or were on the east side of Marion. So, here's what happened, because I was at who won the prize. Well, nobody won the prize on Friday is what happened, and that's why we did not do the prize drawing. And to be honest, partially it was because I think most of the people were not listening who were listening during the 8 o'clock hour, because, you know, nearly 4 hours had passed. But also, it was I just plain forgot to do it. So what I decided to do is I thought about this over the weekend when I was asked about it. I have redone the list of businesses on the east side of town. We're just going to start fresh again, and if you called in and got one last week, it may be on the list this week. But we're going to do it again. We're going to get all new entrants, and we are going to give away either a Neighbor's Pizza or a Del Taco $10 gift card or a Del Taco beanie. That's what happened with the prizes on Friday. I did not expect to be away from playing the game for 3 hours. Normally during the week that would not happen, but it happened on Friday, and I apologize for that, and we'll get it back on track, and I do have that list here. So we'll play that game before this hour is up, so don't tune away from your radio. Okay, what else do we want to stay here or talk about here? Oh, okay, Friday, we had an interesting conversation about staying friends with people, and I guess this could be a friendship, a relationship, whatever it is. This whole conversation started on Pastor Whitaker's show on Friday morning, and I said that my belief is that life is easier when you stay friends with the person after the friendship or the relationship has ended. And this probably was more about relationships than friendships. And I believe Sarah called in, and we talked about this Friday morning, and then I think we talked about it again on Friday night. And here's what I want to say about this. I think, because I thought about it over the weekend, and I thought, you know what? It's very easy to say you want to be friends with somebody who you have been in a relationship with, just so if you see them in the grocery store or you see them out in the public, you can say hello, and it can be fine, and you don't hold a grudge, and everything's great and hunky-dory. And I still believe that 100%. And to be honest with you, most all of the relationships that I have been in my life have been like that. But what I want to amend and say is that I am not a perfect person. I think most people know this. And if the other person is being difficult, if you're trying to be friends with them and you're trying to be decent to them, and they're being nasty with you for whatever reason, I don't know. It's hard then to maintain any kind of a friendship. If somebody's being nasty to you, why do you want to be friends with them? I don't think you do. So you don't be nasty with them in public, but you certainly don't want to have any kind of friendship with that type of person. So I guess what I'm saying is I do understand when people can't be friends. And I also understand when people are abused, physically, mentally, you don't want to be friends with that person. You don't want to be around them. And I can certainly understand that. So I think on Friday, my answer was a little... it should have been more complex. I should have just said more than what I did. So I wanted to come back and clear that up. And I will tell you something. There is a lot of mental illness out there in the world that is left untreated. Now, I don't think mental illness is a dirty word, but I do know that a lot of people have it, and I feel bad for those people. But if you leave it untreated, you are eventually going to do and say things that alienate people. And when you do that, sometimes you have to pay the consequences. And a lot of times that is the death of a friendship or something of that nature. So, you know, try to stay. The advice should have been try to stay friends. Try to have a decent relationship with that person. But if you can't, you know what? That's water under the bridge. Let the next person handle it. Okay. Wanted to fix that. Now, I want to come back to this thing that we were just talking about with Dr. Feynman about abortion. Because to be honest with you, I think that was a very interesting conversation. Because this whole thing's going on about the FDA rescinding approval on this abortion pill, and there might be rulings by the Supreme Court coming down that could restrict abortion even more than it already is after Roe versus Wade was overturned a year ago. And as I was doing a little show prep this morning, because to be honest with you, I had not read any articles on this FDA pill, because I will tell you something. One thing that has always been interesting to me about abortion is that a man cannot have one. And I don't think men in general pay that close attention to what's going on with abortion. I certainly don't think they pay as close attention as women do. So I was not well read on that issue this morning before we did the show. So I wanted to read a couple articles about it before we had Dr. Feynman on, because I knew he would want to talk about it. And I wanted to talk about it as well. And as I was reading those articles, here's what came to my mind. In my life, living in Marion, Ohio, I can probably think of two times that I've been aware that people had abortions. And to be honest with you, I'm even questioning one. I don't remember if it was an abortion or a miscarriage. So I wouldn't even mention that, because I can't remember exactly what it was, because it wasn't that big an issue to me when the person said it. So, really, there's only one that I'm for sure happened. Now, here's the thing about it. As I was saying with Dr. Feynman, I did not find this out by leafing through medical records. I did not I was told by the person, and I guess the person was being honest, I would say. But here's the thing. I do not understand why abortion, if it was not caused by a crime and was legal at the time, is such a scarlet letter that you cannot talk about it. Because, you know what, we in the news media certainly talk about suicide now. Heaven Williams, if Robin Williams committed how'd he die? Suicide. Naomi Judd last year, she died. Well, how'd she die? Suicide. We certainly talk about that. TMZ pulls people's medical records because they're public knowledge. The death certificate is public knowledge, I should say. And as I was saying to Dr. Feynman, years ago, if you got pregnant before you were married, you had to leave the town you lived in, unless you married the guy. And then a lot of people would adjust their anniversary dates to fit that, so people didn't know that you got pregnant before you got married. But we don't think of it in that way anymore. AIDS. When AIDS first started to become a horrible thing in 1980s, my God, people wouldn't go around people with AIDS. They wouldn't go near them. They thought they were going to catch it. We certainly don't feel that way anymore. So there are a lot of things that have changed over the years, and I don't know why abortion is not one of those things. Now, you can certainly feel it's right or it's wrong, and I would never tell anybody how to feel on that issue. But if you have had one, I don't think that, as long as I didn't find out the information by going through your medical records, that I should not be allowed to talk about it. Because it's very hard to talk about it in broad terms. It's hard to say, a person I know got an abortion. Well, you know what? That sounds a little ridiculous. So I think you can talk about it. If you didn't get it from medical records and it was not the product of a crime, I think you should be able to say the person's name. And maybe if you say the person's name, it will not be such a red eye as time goes on and as all these decisions with abortion are being made this week. Maybe that would make it a little more human that we know real people in our communities actually do go through these things. And again, you can say it's right or it's wrong, but at least it's there. You know, when I have went through things in my life, a lot of times they're very hard to keep quiet because you're out there. And why be ashamed of it? So, you know, I guess the point I'm making here in this long, drawn-out issue is, do you look down on somebody if you know they had an abortion? Would you look down on them? Because isn't that really what this comes down to? It's not like you're going to be thrown in jail. It wasn't a crime when you had it done. It's still not a crime. So, would you look down on somebody if you found out that they had done this? Because isn't that really what saying it out loud is all about? That you would look down on them or judge them? I mean, isn't that what Dr. Feynman said? Give me a buzz here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. I don't know. I think it's very tricky because people tell you a lot of things in life and you certainly don't keep them all a secret. And as I said, if somebody's a diabetic and they have their leg amputated, you would come on the air and you would say, you know, Bill had his leg amputated. And I don't think people would look down on Bill because he didn't follow his diabetic regimen correctly. So I don't know. I mean, what do you think? Do you think people look down on people who have abortions? Or is it even too much to say on the radio if you think people would look down on them or not? I don't know. I don't know if we're living in that time now. If all these polls that I see are true, which say that over 70% of the country is in favor of letting women have the right to choose, then why would you look down on somebody for having one if the majority of the country believes that you should be able to have one? I guess that makes no sense to me. So the point of this is, you know, I only know one person for sure, because I certainly would not go on the air and say that somebody had one if I didn't know that they had one. But, you know, it's certainly not something I'm going to keep a secret, because I don't believe it should be kept a secret. And it's, you know, if I say their name, I'm not going to say it today, because apparently it's a very hot-button issue with a lot of people. But if I should happen to say their name tomorrow or this week, as this issue goes along, I don't think that's a horrible thing. I don't think you're doing it to be mean. I think you're doing it because it's an issue. That's all. And it's, as I also said, it happened to same-sex people for a long time. You'd come on and you would say they were in a same-sex relationship and people would say, oh, you outed that person. Well, did you? I mean, you are what you are. You've done what you've done. I mean, I think at some point, you just got to own up to it. It's not the person talking about it. It's not their fault. They didn't get you in that situation. So, there you go. That's all I'm saying. And if anybody's got an opinion on this, I'd love to hear it. Because I really don't understand that. Now, maybe I don't understand that because it wasn't me. But, do you think people look down on people if you found out? Would that change your opinion of somebody? If you knew somebody and you didn't know that they had an abortion and you found out they did, would you, what, excommunicate them? I mean, what do you do? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And as I say, just by happenstance, I really only know one person who's had one, and I wasn't around when they had it, and I really didn't even know them when they had it, so really, how involved in this am I? Not too much, from the fact just that the person did tell me that it did happen. And it didn't come third hand either. It wasn't like somebody told me, hey, you know, blah, 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 had an abortion. It didn't come like that. It came right out of their mouth. So again, I don't know. I don't think it's a bad thing to say the name. I'm not going to do it now, but you know what? If it happens, it happens, and If people get angry about that, they get angry about that. I try to be as honest as I can when I get on the air. So we'll see what happens. And if anybody has an opinion, they can give it to me. And you can tell me I'm wrong. If you do think it's something that's going to turn somebody into a bad person, well, okay, you can tell me that too. 740-751-4038. Okay. Well, on to cheerier news. You know what? I was so exhausted yesterday, Sunday, because I got no sleep Saturday night. I literally had the worst night's sleep I think I've had in probably a year. It was horrible. There was a reason I had a bad night's sleep. I'm not going to go into that on the air. But if somebody finds out about it, they can certainly know my name. But it just was the worst night's sleep. And I had to work yesterday, and I was so tired all day, and so glad when the day ended, and I was so glad to go to bed last night and get some rest and be a little more bright-eyed and bushy-tailed this morning. So I'm glad I feel better. But I had a great time over the weekend, and I want to comment on some of this because it was really a fun trip. Now, what happened was, Saturday, I decided to go back over to ended up in Upper Sandusky and Bucyrus, and I had done some of these things before, but it had been a couple years, maybe 2 or 3 years since I had done them, and to be honest with you, the last time I did them, because I always like to take people on these trips with me, I don't like to go alone, because I've been to a lot of these places, and I like to show people these places. Make a fun day of it. And the weather was nice on Saturday. So I went with somebody on Saturday, and the first time I went with somebody, to be honest, it was a little bit of a strange trip. Number one, the biggest problem was it was at night. And there were a lot of things that you would want to see during the day. And I remember being there at night, and it was very difficult to see certain things. So Saturday's trip was much better because it was sunny and beautiful and daylight, and I saw everything that I did not see the first time. So it was well worth doing the trip on Saturday. And I really had not been able to do anything like that for about a year because, to be honest with you, I had the illness last year for a period of time where I could not go out and do things like that. And then it was winter, and the holidays were coming up. So it just took a long time to get back to doing things. But the trip I took is this. And by the way, write this down. You could take this trip. It was actually a lot of fun. What I did started, of course, with a large Diet Coke here in Marion. Me and the person I was with did not even get out of the city before I got a large Diet Coke. Because I feel that you should not embark on any trip unless you have a good beverage with you. So we drove to Upper. We went to the Dairy Queen. I got an Oreo Blizzard. I forget what the other person got. Some kind of ice cream. And then we went over to the Upper Sandusky Reservoir. Now, the Upper Sandusky Reservoir is one of the neatest places if you have never been there. They have trails. They have beautiful water up there. They have picnic tables. They have restrooms. They have just a great nature area. At the reservoir. So we took our ice cream, didn't eat it at the restaurant, took it over to the reservoir, sat around there, had a good time, went down, looked at the water, stood on some of the decks. People were out there fishing. It was a great day over at the reservoir and a good place to eat the ice cream. Then we went to a place, one of my favorite places. It's called, and I hope I don't pronounce this wrong, it's the Chief Tarhi Monument. Now, what's interesting about me, this is a famous chief who died in, I believe, the spot that he's buried in, which is not a cemetery. It's out in the middle of a field, in 1818. So he's been dead more than 200 years at this point. But he's got a huge monument. There are lights on it. People go there and visit it. And I think it's kind of like the Gypsy Queen here in Marion. It's like a good luck thing to go there and make a wish. Because there's just one monument out in the middle of nowhere, right in this field, and it's interesting. So, got to go visit that. in the daylight. Last time I was there, it was pitch black. I could barely see it. So this time, I actually got to see the thing in full view. Then we went over to the Parker Bridge. Now, the Parker-covered bridge is not far from the Chief Tarhi Monument. Matter of fact, it's just kind of around the corner. And that covered bridge is so neat. It's over a little, I would call it kind of a babbling brook. Maybe it's a creek or crick, however you say it. It's so peaceful there. The entire time we were there, and it was a Saturday afternoon, we were there for probably 45 minutes at the covered bridge, and another car never came down the road. So we could take pictures and look at the water and look at the bridge, walk through it. Had a great time over at the Parker covered bridge. Then, that's kind of out of town. Then we got back in the car, came in town. Now, this to me is one of the most overlooked things in the state of Ohio. John Stewart, the first U.S. Methodist missionary, is buried in Upper Sandusky. Now, I don't know if people know that. Not the first U.S. Methodist missionary in Ohio, the first one in the United States. And he's buried in Upper Sandusky in a cemetery over by the Methodist Church. And again, the last time I was there, it was pitch black, so I couldn't see anything. So I got to go over there in the daylight. And you know, that's really a place where I think a lot of Methodists go and a lot of tourists go because he was the first. And it's just fascinating to go over there. So that's kind of in town. That's maybe just a few blocks from downtown Upper Sandusky. So I went over and looked at that. Then went over to the courthouse, which of course is the famous courthouse that was used in the Shawshank Redemption. And, you know, I've never seen the Shawshank Redemption to this day. I know people think that's crazy that I've never seen the movie because it has all this history here in Ohio. But just go over to the courthouse. There's historical markers out in front of it. We took pictures. The courthouse is beautiful. And if you've seen the Shawshank Redemption, it'll mean something to you. And even if you haven't seen it, it'll mean something to you too, because there's a historical landmark there talking about the Shawshank Redemption. So I went over to the courthouse. Then decided we were going to take a quick trip up to Brush Ridge. There was actually a tombstone that we wanted to check on, make sure that it had been, I wanted to check on, make sure that it had been laid because I had never been there. So we swung by Brush Ridge and then decided it was dinner time. So we headed over to Bucyrus to Baker's Pizza, and my gosh, were they doing a business on Saturday night. Baker's Pizza in Bucyrus has some of the best pizza in the world, no doubt. But I'll tell you what they also have, some of the best service in the world. When we pulled into Baker's Pizza on Saturday night, three parking lots were full. And I thought, oh my goodness, we're going to be waiting here forever. Well, we walked in, there was absolutely no line, and we got to our seat right away. Now, why was this? Because they have a lot of people working there. They have a good staff. They have good people. And I don't know what they pay their employees, and I don't know why they're able to retain their employees so well, but it certainly makes a difference. So had a delicious dinner over at Baker's Pizza in Delaware. So basically went from Marion to Upper to Brush Ridge to Bucyrus and back to Marion. And by the time that was all done, that had been a full day. That had ate up the whole day on Saturday. And it was a lot of fun. I think I did not realize how much I miss doing that type of thing. And I certainly am going to do much more of that type of thing. And this time was a lot better than the last time I did it. Again, mainly because it was daylight and I could see what was going on. Why I went over the last time at night, I don't even remember. It was certainly not a good thing to do, but company was good this time. Daylight was up there, and hey, you can't get any better than that. So that was what I did on Saturday. Now, last night, I've been very lucky lately in that a lot of people have been saying a lot of nice things about me who've been on the radio. Dick Cavett and the lady who was on a few weeks ago, Miss Allred, who had written the book about female athletes. And I thought, you know, it's nice to have a lot of praise, but to be honest with you, I make mistakes all the time. So last night, I tried to think of my top five mistakes I have made on radio. And you know what? I came up with a lot more than five. But I tried to put the five that I thought were most humorous or maybe most important. So I wrote those up and I put those on Facebook. So if you want to get on Facebook and look at the pictures, by the way, the pictures from Saturday are also up there. The mistakes in radio are also up there as well. So you can read all those things and take a look at those on social media. Scott Spears. And the pictures from Saturday are up there. Oh, and by the way, I will tell you who I was with on Saturday on Friday night, because there's going to be some correlation with that coming up on Friday night. So I'm not going to tell you now who I was with, but I'll tell you on Friday night. But it was a lot of fun. Okay, so we got through that. What else have we got? What else do we need to cover here? Oh, yes, we have not done our compliment of the day. Now, here's an interesting thing. I've been saying these compliments about Abby for some time now, probably close to 2 weeks, giving a compliment every day about her, just because I think you should say something nice every day. And last Friday, I said something, and apparently people took that as a backhanded compliment as well. Apparently, a lot of my compliments are backhanded. Now, I don't remember what I said, and I did not write it down, so I don't have it in front of me. Now, does anybody remember what I said Friday about Abby? I don't remember. I can't remember for the life of me. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 44 minutes past the hour. We're now up to 40 degrees here in Marion. Hey, not too bad. Does anybody remember what the compliment was on Friday? And I no longer have the list in front of me of the compliments that I had given last week and the week before, so I don't have that in front of me either. So it's an interesting morning here. Nice little damp, cool morning. Anyway, compliment of the day today, so I can say something nice now that I've gotten through all the things I needed to clear up from last week. The compliment of the day today would be that I think deep down, now this sounds kind of trite, not very deep and complex, but I think that deep down, Abby is a good person. And what I mean by that is, not that she didn't commit any crimes or anything. She hasn't committed any crimes. But that's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is, she is somebody who backs people up. I've seen her back people up even when they were wrong. I think she stands by people. I think she stands by her friends. I think she has stood by her relationships. I think that's tough sometimes. And not everybody can do that. So I think the saying would be, she is one of those people, she's a tree that grows in the valley of the few when it comes to that. So, Abby, the compliment of the day today, she really stands beside people and behind people, even when at times it's to her own detriment. Not a mean person. Not a mean person at all. You know, that brings me back to mental illness. You know, one of the saddest things about mental illness that people have is they become mean people. You can have somebody who is a really nice person and probably in their heart of hearts is a good person. But when that mental illness comes in, if they don't get it treated, they really become an angry person and it ruins their life. And it's horribly sad. It's horribly sad to watch. So, I don't know. Maybe someday we need to have a psychiatrist on and run through some of this stuff. Okay. And I don't think anybody can take that as a backhanded compliment. Stands behind her people. All right. Well, I think I've ran through all my dirty laundry. None of that was dirty laundry, was it? I think I ran through all my dirty laundry here this morning. And heaven knows you'll never know what will happen tomorrow. Might be saying people's names and going through issues, telling more stories. I don't know. You know, it's day to day. There's not a lot planned here on the show. Telephone lines are open. 740-751-4038. 47 minutes past the hour, 40 degrees here in Marion. Lots to talk about. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. By the way, one more thing before we move on to trivia here about this abortion issue where we started with Dr. Feinman this morning. You know what I would do if I thought somebody was going to tell people about it and I thought it was a secret? I would just tell people before they did. That way, you know, you get out before it. Why not just tell people ahead of time? That's what I would do. But again, that's just me. Oh, and look at that, a spam call coming in this morning. Isn't it interesting now that when you get a spam call, it says spam risk? I think that's interesting. Yeah, just get out in front, tell people. That way you don't have to worry about somebody else telling your stuff. That's why I get on here every morning and do little homilies like the one I just did. All right, let's get back to the trivia because that's a lot of fun. Let's have some fun now for 12 minutes. All right, remember as I said, the category is a Marion category. Things on the east side of town. Now, things that are there now, things that used to be there. Now, if you were playing Friday, we're resetting the whole game here. So you can answer with anything, and it's not the same list. Now, there might be things that were on the list Friday that are still on the list. I don't remember because I don't have that list with me. So basically, we're talking about things that are on the east side of town here in Marion. Things that are or were. Now, these could be any type of business. It could be a department store. It could be a restaurant. It could be anything. Anything at all that was or is on the east side of town here in Marion. Go ahead, caller.
Kroger,
absolutely. Kroger is...
Joke.
Yes. Hey, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing great.
Enjoying the show?
I am, very much.
I think these are some complex conversations that need to be had, and I'm glad we can do them here on the air.
Well, I'm glad that you do, too.
Yeah. Well, hey, thank you.
Okay.
All right, Mary's on the list. Kroger, of course, is on. How could I not put Kroger on the list? That would be sacrilege in my neck of the woods. Businesses that are or were on the east side of town in Marion. We got Kroger. You know, and it's funny, when I wrote that down, I wrote Kroger. That's how fast I was writing this morning. Go ahead, caller.
So this is a new list altogether?
Yeah, what's the... Some are still on there, some are not. I just restarted the whole thing.
Well, I'm going to say Menards again. It really should be there.
No, I left Menards off again, especially for you.
Okay, well, then I'll just kind of be boring and say Walmart.
Yes, you have to put Walmart back on the list because it's the biggest store, I think, on the east side of town. What do you make of
another answer I thought of over the weekend... How about a certain hearing aid place and radio station in the basement? I mean, that certainly was there. Should be there. And there's a hearing aid place across the street from there, too, I believe. To the radio, when you need a hearing aid, you should get one so we don't miss the show.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. Well, what have you made of all the complex conversation? Boy, I tell you, it's been a deep morning, hasn't it?
There's still some questions that I messaged you about that I don't have the answer to, but I guess I'll...
Oh, I don't think I would be talking about those on the... I don't think I would ever talk about... But no, nothing's wrong there as far as I would know.
Oh, yeah, well, I guess it's just... Adding the mystery is just part of the fun, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, I can just think of one friend I know. I know she's had, I believe, one abortion. She may have had two. I mean, you know, it's a sensitive topic. And it's unpleasant. Yeah, I mean, I feel like Ron does about abortion. I think it's wrong, except in some cases, such as rape. But it's a woman's choice. If you don't like abortion, don't have one. It's like a lot of things. It's a libertarian kind of view that I have. It's a difficult topic, but the OWGs, that is old white guys, as I say, should not be deciding the legality thereof.
But
I feel real strongly about that. I it's part of my libertarian set of beliefs.
Yeah, but here's
that's what me and Ron are almost 100%. I say we are 100% in agreement on that.
Yeah, but here's the thing about that, and this is I'm only going to bring this up again because obviously I've talked about it twice now this morning. You know, the problem here is that if the person has told me about it, and I did not look in their medical records, and that's how I'm aware of it. If I bring it up and I say their name, are you really going to look down on them? If you know that person anyway, is that going to make you think they're a bad person? I don't understand
that. Not in my case. A decision has to be thought through. And I'm thinking in this female friend of mine, a decision she made, and I respect it. It's difficult. Men don't get pregnant. Some people might disagree with that, but no. Biologically, men do not get pregnant, and you don't know the situation. And even if you're the father, you don't know the full situation. You would know more than just a platonic friend, like in my case. But it aggravates me that people are playing God here, out of lack of a better term.
Well, to me, this is not necessarily should it be legal, should it not be legal. It's just if it happened when it was legal, and if it was not part of a crime, if it was not because of rape or incest or anything like that, if it was just because you were too young or you didn't want to have the child, and I bring your name up, I don't really think that's on me, and I don't think the audience is going to go...
It's not a pleasant topic, but it's a difficult decision. As I said, I think if it's used... in a decision because you don't want to have a child, I think it's wrong, but again, that doesn't mean that it should be illegal and not a decision that I respect. It's difficult. But it's a woman's right.
But
it's her body.
And what's the, again...
And it's not pleasant. I mean, let's try to see if the glass is half full and move on. It's just one of those things you do as a human, Scott, that just really isn't in that fun column. You know, seeing the Shawshank Redemption, you really should see the movie. It's interesting. I guess that's kind of the idea, the mystique. You have never seen the movie. The acting, Morgan Freeman is just amazing. You know, and his voice. Talk about a golden voice, my goodness.
Well, I guess the point I'm going to make on this whole thing, and before I wrap it up for the morning, for this particular topic, is that I have decided after reading those articles this morning that if 70% of this country really do feel that people are entitled to abortion, I do not think that people are going to be heavily judged if I say their name. Now, I'm not going to do it this morning because we've been talking a lot about it, and I think if I did it this morning, that would just be show busy, and I'm not going to do that. But you know what? If tomorrow morning this is still an issue, and I say the person's name, I'm not going to make a big deal of saying the person's name.
It's been an issue for a long time, and always will.
No, but this week it's a particular issue because of the issues.
You know, what are the parameters, and what do you think, and how do you analyze? The process, and how do you kind of, and aside from a scientific basis, even if this isn't really my area of science, but you know, I think I know quite a bit. Is how do you look at the fetus or embryo? Is that part of the female's body? What are the rights? What are the rights of the fetus or embryo?
I don't think we can litigate should it be legal or not, but I certainly think in the media we can litigate what we're allowed to talk about.
Yeah, if you don't want to talk about it, don't. It's not a pleasant topic. I don't like talking about it, but it's part of the human process.
And well, all I know
have to be a little bit unpleasant.
Listen, the first abortion was televised on the Donahue Show back in, I believe, 1976 or 1977. Now, it was legal. We clearly know who the woman was. It was on television. And I think that humanized it a little bit at that time because people actually got to see what it was and that a real person was having it done. I think one of the problems is when we talk about it like it's people, like if we say, well, people in Marion get abortions, well, that's a third person in the room. But if I say, blah, 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 got an abortion, and they're doing okay, well, I think that humanizes it a little more, much like when you have the woman on television having it done. Now, you still can be against it, and you still can think it should be illegal, but at least it puts some kind of a human to it, just like suicide.
Yeah, and that's, I think, part of the what I call anti-choice movement is people don't humanize it. It's not thought of as something that a human being is going through, and I don't think any woman who's had an abortion takes it lightly and thinks that it's just some simple process like waking up and making coffee. It's not by any means.
It's a
medical procedure, even with the pill, that's obviously much less invasive, but it's still a medical act, and I guess ironically, yes, it is something that needs thought, but also said OWGs. Should just keep their nose out of it. And anybody else who thinks it should be illegal, I respect if the person's religious belief or other belief is that it's wrong. Again, I think it's wrong. I think, however, it's not my decision.
Well, as the week goes on...
And I really respect, admire a woman who has had to make the decision and decided to do it, because it isn't easy.
There you go.
As a man, I will never know. Never know. You're right. We'll never know. We're men.
Right. If I say it on the air, you know what? Then maybe you'll respect that person. We'll see what happens as the week goes on.
Yeah. Why don't you have someone who's been open about having an abortion? That'd be a great guest.
Well, I don't know I don't know. I don't know a whole lot of people who have, and when people keep it quiet, I think that's the problem. So we'll see what happens.
Let's put feelers out. Let's ask our listeners.
Well,
let's ask.
I don't want to put a call out for people who've had abortions. I think that's a little voyeuristic.
I'd like to hear it. As a man, I don't know. You're right. Well, even the significant other of someone who's had one. It would be fascinating. I'd love to hear that perspective, because it's not one that I certainly can make on my own.
Well, we'll see. We're running out of time. We'll see about that.
Okay, I appreciate the call, Scott.
Bye-bye.
Stay warm.
All right. No. I'm not going to say anybody who's had an abortion, do you want to come on the show? I think that's a little ridiculous. But I just don't think hiding names. I mean, this is not. I don't know. To me, it's just not, it's not the Holocaust, for heaven's sake. 740-751-4038. Stores on the east side of town. What a weird morning. The topics are all over the place. Kroger, Walmart so far. Mary's in the competition. We're going to be adding more as the week goes on here. All right, let's take this call here with 30 seconds left to go. Go ahead, caller.
What about McDaniels?
McDaniels absolutely is on the list. Got ya.
Okay.
McDaniels on the list here this morning, so Trish gets in as well. So we've got Mary and Trish in today, and it looks like that's all the time we're going to have for this today. Who knows what's going to happen tomorrow?
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. For people like legendary comedian Shecky Green talking about meeting legendary talk show host Ed Sullivan for the first time.
Do you remember the first time you met him?
The worst time?
The worst
first time?
Both. We'll take both at this point.